All right. Get out on these streets and see how we do.
Red light camera reported ahead. Turn right on 2nd Street.
There's been some loose reports of flooding around San Francisco, which is weird because I can't remember that happening. Normally it's north of San Francisco that you see that sort of stuff.
In a quarter of a mile, turn right on Market Street. Light camera reported ahead. In 3/4 of a mile, turn right on 7th Street.
Go! Fucking go! Oh my god, what are you doing? Oh yeah, that's... Alright, that's a lot of loose water here. Jesus. These lines are not painted on the road very well. Thank you.
chilly grill. Let's get some malts on the knees. Swing that round to the grill. Get some plastic tasty.
You are not in a lane. Okay, there you go.
Right on
7th
Street.
That doesn't seem like a great idea. Well, we'll give it a go.
In a quarter of a mile. Turn left on McAllister Street. In 1,000 feet, turn left on McAllister Street. Creaminess of the sauce.
That man over there is wearing red shoes. So, woman. Just thought it was an old-fashioned choice worth noting.
I stood near all the moon. I wake
Some bangers! Should have gone. Not stopped at this yellow light. I fucked up, Janet. I fucked up. Everything's okay now, though. Summer. Oh wait, this is the out music. Man. Hot Rod Shop Team. this is the title screen music, but that's not what I'm looking for. This isn't even clean. Oh, no. All right. Okay.
Turn left on McAllister Street.
It's a bad recording of it, but I'll take it. You gotta take what you can get sometimes. Well, I don't know where to go. I'm in a turn lane, though. Well, guess I'm turning.
In 500 feet, turn left.
Okay, that's a one-way street going the other way, so that's probably not the one you're talking about.
Turn left on Turk Street.
Okay.
In a quarter of a mile, turn right on Franklin Street.
Commodore 64 version, but that's probably totally different. Also, this... Well, no, okay, I was going to say for a sec, this sounds a little too good to be a C64, but no. A little too clean, a little too Amiga-like, but...
Turn right on Franklin Street.
It was good. I don't care if anybody else said it wasn't good. I say it's good. That's the drink that you make when you're making drinks for everybody else, because the host needs to sip, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so now when your friends come over and you need another cocktail, Jimmy Buffett, we love him. Shout out to Jimmy Buffett.
Shout out
to
Jimmy Buffett.
His favorite holiday cocktail is called Tis the Season. I love the name of it, and I love the ingredients that he decided to put in his drink. Fireball whiskey, butterscotch, pina colada mix, and coconut water, which is good.
Yeah, and cheeseburger in paradise, right?
Yeah, cheeseburger in paradise. Well, let's get started, because we're going to make this cocktail and show you how easy it is to make at home. First up, the Fireball whiskey, okay? It's cinnamon whiskey, obviously, and he said that we need to use 1.5 ounces,
uh-oh,
so we pour that in.
That's
well,
danger serum right there.
Yeah, you did say that. Well, is it dangerous to you when you try the whiskeys, though? Do you like whiskey?
I do like whiskey. I'm more of a scotch girl.
Really?
Yeah. It's like I'm like an 85-year-old man.
All right. Well, yes. We'll try it out. We'll see how that works. Okay. And we need one-fourth of butterscotch liqueur, so we'll put
delicious.
That in there. It is really, really good. One of my first drinks was called the Slippery Nipple that I tried somewhere in college. I know, don't listen to the name, but it had the butterscotch.
Did your nipple slip out?
I don't remember his name. That's all I'm going to say. That we'll leave it at that, Taylor. Don't get me in trouble. And then, of course, you need 2.5 ounces of pina colada mix. And this is always good. You can find this at your local.
This is always good.
It's easy to find. And again, you always see me adding the alcohol first because you need to do that. And that's a good judge of how much the other mix. And then finally, coconut water. You need 1/4 ounce of coconut water.
That's
put
healthy.
That right there.
It's like
it is healthy. Yeah, this is so that's the healthy side of it. You don't feel too bad drinking.
It's like going to the gym.
Yeah, and I already filled up my shaker halfway with ice. Never fill your shaker all the way with ice.
Why?
It has no room to mix the cocktail. So always keep your shaker filled halfway with ice, and that way it gives it a chance to mix the drinks around and get it up nice and high. They usually say count to 20, but you can tell when your drink is starting to get cold as the shaker forks up. You want to keep it like that. And these are little tips that you just always have at home and you want to try. And we have our 2 glasses here. It's always nice to chill your glasses first when you have your cold cocktails. And we're going to give this one.
Ooh, that one's
ready.
That one's excited.
This one is excited. I'm going to have you help out with this one as well.
I can handle
it. All right?
For sure.
Because it's supposed to be topped with whipped cream. Look at the color. How pretty.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous,
it's
right?
It's a pina colada.
It is a pina colada. See, we're going to top this with some beautiful whipped cream. Come on, Taylor. Let's get it popping.
Oh, I'm a little sloppy. Sorry.
It's all right.
I'm out of practice. I'm normally used to putting this, on my body for whipped cream bikinis.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Cool. All right.
About this with his drink, he wanted to use colored coconut. We have a red coconut and we have a green coconut. And, of course, just grab your food coloring, buy some coconut from the store, add a couple of drops into a plastic bag, give it a nice shake, and boom. There you have it. Let's do a nice topping.
Over
here. We got skills, girl. Let's get to it. Jimmy Buffett, tis the season. Let's try it out right here.
Cheers to you.
This is pretty damn good.
You got coconut on your leg.
Ow. We have more drinks for you. Hang out. And up next, we have another cocktail, holiday cocktail that is, coming from Kenny Chesney. It's called Caribbean Winter.
It's party time.
What?
Party.
Oh, what kind of holiday cocktail would Kenny Chesney make? That guy's a... I trust that guy. Hi. Hey. You heard this song before? Hey.
Like I said, DJ Sus won the feature presentation radio show. We salute to everybody tuned in across the country, across the planet. Let me shout some of y'all out in a few, all right?
Ooh.
Shout out to my girl Amber Ravenel on the check, and I see you. Let's do it.
Yeah. We got London on the track.
This is all guys doing, man. You can't plan it. But if the devil's in the details, then I'm satanic. About to take over your city, and you can't stand it. My account say you're sitting like the tight.
Yo, what? No.
Spanish. Really, when she get to talking, I don't understand it. Okay.
Like I said, shout to Amber Ravenel on the check-in. Shout to everybody checking in under the last pic on my Instagram. I'ma shout some of y'all out in a few at DJ Sus One. Let's do it.
This is all guys doing, man. You can't plan it. But if the devil's in the details, then I'm satanic. About to take over your city and you can't stand it. My account say you sinking like the Titanic. David Blaine last summer.
bros, my sister. You gon' make me call my bros, my sister. Niggas keep reaching and dissing. Put me in a fucked up position. You gon' make me call my bros, my sister. Make me call my bros. Baby, I'm a savage, I ain't romantic. When I come around, these rapper niggas start to panic. And their pockets going under like the Titanic. Got some
here's the feature presentation. DJ Sus One. DJ Sus One.
She was playing with me then, but she waiting now. Used to sleep inside a den, I got acres now. I was fighting niggas then, but I'm spraying now. Blasting. I don't pay no mind to no sleep, bitch. No. I won't spend a dime on a freak, bitch. Niggas taking cheap shots on some cheap shit. They the type to stand in line for some free shit. Baby girl gon' suck it to a job loss. She gon' make me put my bitch on car block. We the ones copping, we the ones shot. We the ones driving niggas, we the ones. They the ones ducking when them heaters come. You that nigga snitching on your people, huh? 21 Savage, aka the Reaper, huh?
DJ Sus One.
DJ Sus One.
Turn it up, man.
Goddamn. I mean, love me. I say, I got a problem. I don't think so. Wake up in the morning and I'm feeling like I'm drizzy. Okay. Views from my mama basement looking hella pretty. Okay. Got a Honda driving like a wraith around my city. Speeding.
For MC Assault.
You was jealous, it's all your fault. Guilt is chilling, this is chilling. What more can I say? Top villain, that's what we get. You got it good. And since you understood, would you clap your hands? Your hands, you clap. If your girl's out of place, it's your girl I slap. And if you're dumb, you ask why. I am from that do or die. Audio too.
It's your birthday, December 17th. It's Saturday, right?
Saturday, but I celebrated starting from today on.
All right, so Ali B's birthday is this Saturday. Applaud her. What is that? What is it, Sagittarius?
Sagittarius. Jennifer Lopez is performing on my birthday, so I'm going to...
All right, that's enough.
And I brought Aggie with me.
I wanted to do a big introduction.
Yeah, yeah, do it.
Before I do the big introduction, you're going to Vegas this weekend?
I'm going to Vegas tomorrow, yes.
All right, see J-Lo for your birthday.
Yes.
Now, we got a special, let me do this the right way.
We got a special
guest co-host in the building, all right? She came in here looking like an Eskimo directly from Alaska, next to Michael Jackson, a.k.a. Ali V. Yeah. All right? Salute to Aggie Abby in the building.
Hey,
applaud her, please.
Here we are. Here we are. Yeah.
Aggie, what up, baby? Yes, you can curse.
Okay, cool.
This is serious XM.
No, it's brick as hell outside, man.
Yo, let me tell you, because the whole country's tuned in. So outside in New York City, where we broadcast from, it is under 20 degrees, I think, right now. Under 20 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Under 20 degrees.
Exactly. I'm bony. Like, the wind does just go right through me. I feel it instant. Like,
Aggie
like
came in here high. I can
tell. Yeah, before you get the...
Yeah, whenever
I'm
you say...
I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little
Yo, whenever you say, Aggie, what you been up to? She like, yeah, what's up, yeah. All right, well, listen, actually, I'm going to say it live on air because I'm just honest to my listeners. Ali was late, so let's
first
get...
First time.
First time. So let's get to the shout outs real quick, because so many people have been waiting for the shout outs. Listen, if you want a shout out live on the radio, at DJ Sus1 under the last pic I posted on my Instagram, leave your name, your city, your state.
Static Selecta, aka the East Coast Boom Bap Ambassador.
East Coast Boom Bap Ambassador.
Show off radio.
Johnny's, I tip generous. Ain't no ceiling for this, or my shit limitless. Out of body experience. Wait, jump back in my temple. I got a vision. Is this killer shit?
With him performing like way back in the very beginning.
Wow, now he has a station here in the show.
Yes, he does. It's Channel 57, and it's called No Shoes.
No Shoes. Well, yes. Kenny, I like his style here because he made it easy. Now, he has a holiday cocktail, and I think this is perfect for people who don't want the fuss and the headache of making a big cocktail with a lot of ingredients.
Yes.
Kenny just has two. Now, this is Kenny's cocktail right here, correct?
Yep, that's it. This is his label right there.
All right, now make sure you go check it out. It's the Blue Chair, I should say, Bay Coconut Rum, and he made it really simple to pair it with coconut water.
Yep.
We're going to try this, and we want to dress it up a little bit since it's only two ingredients. I want to show you how to rim your glass. You need a piece of fruit. A lemon or lime usually works best, and you can use an arm.
Jason Schwartzman shares the music he finds with you, Coconut Radio, exclusively on Sirius XMU.
Thank you.
check. We got the deals, now we're headed for the whole deal. There was a time we used to fella was just back down. Park the ride in the front like a freak one. Just in case, we got a bunch of big one. Lock the language with up for like 118. But lay low, cause I really don't want to be seen. If it's the right car, yeah, that's the right one. I got the black one and you got the white one. So get the light, man, I just might man. Try and do this thing all night and get a safe from. And she'll drop the mail so I can catch her and hit another hotel.
Gate Bridge.
Uh-huh.
And also in Puerto Rico.
So what far, everything is going okay.
Back then, you know, when sneakers, let's say a sneaker would come out, after 3 months, they were old.
Okay.
People would say, like, yo, why you rocking that old shit? So basically, I would just wait, and in the stores, because, you know, it wasn't that hype that it is now, people are standing online. So basically, 3 months, 8 months, 2 years later, you see whatever sneaker you wanted on sale for $20. Like, if you look at all, if you look at all my boxes, every sneaker that I got, is, you know, it was on sale.
Yeah.
Every single one. And I just kept buying. Right now, honestly, I wasn't even trying to buy, like, to be the biggest collector. I'm not saying I'm the biggest collector.
Yeah.
But I would just buy what I would like.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I would buy sneakers for $5, $10, you know, $20. Like, even Jordan's probably five, 6 years back. You still didn't get Jordan for $60. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. One.
Wait, 5 years ago from today?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah,
we got team Jordans.
You won't tell me
not the retros, bro.
Of course.
Come on, fam.
Yo, bro, you can go through my collection.
Yo, are you gonna disrespect
me? Retros.
Let me tell you something, especially once.
Yo, he's trying to play in front of your boy, Rob.
Yo, don't play.
Yo,
it's 2016, dog. 6 years ago, it was 2010. You weren't getting ones for $60. Where?
Anyway,
bro, he's slugs, daddy. He got the plug.
Oh, no, without a doubt.
I'm telling you.
He's a shady Puerto Rican looking dude.
It's just like the ones. Who the hell was rocking ones? Tell me. Who was rocking ones? Everybody started rocking ones, what? 3 years, 3, 4 years ago?
Nah, I was
the nobody.
That's the truth. No, but it's the thing that you're saying that because I have a pretty decent collection of specialty sneakers.
Of trainers.
And the thing was, 5, 6 years ago, I was an eBay hook. Getting sneakers.
Yeah.
And the sneakers on eBay, I got a pair of Stan Smiths, $35.
Mm-hmm.
I bought the questions. No, brand new. I bought the questions, the Allen Iverson samples, the green ones and the purple ones. $45. I got
96,
a pair.
The 96.
Yes, the 96.
I paid $45 for sneakers. I think they were
fake. No, they're straight up. They have. Oh, I've been collecting sneakers since day one, so I know the numbers. I know the whole.
Are you talking about back in the day?
No, from about 5, 6 years ago on eBay.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest.
Samples.
Ain't nobody gonna bootleg some 96 Iversons.
Nah, they dope. Oh, you can check them.
Dead stock, dude.
Exactly. I got a pair of Campus Adidas Golden State Warriors, blue and orange, sample size. I bought them for $32.
I got that. Because you got a small foot.
I mean, eight and a half. My size. Let me get you. You can go. Okay. I want a size 12.
Yeah,
this is how we do in New York.
That's actually
the tough
size.
That's
actually the tough size.
What, 12?
No, nine, like eight, nine, seven. That's a hard ass size.
I feel
you
like
can get nine and a half all the way to 11.
Everybody got an 8.5, 9. When I used to stand in line, I only did it twice. It was all the chinos. It was like 30 of them in front of me, all the same size.
But you just said it. All the chinos.
They were all in front of me, like, oh, what size are you? 8.5, 8.5. I'm like, ah, might as well leave.
I need the Disney on Ice ice skates from the Escapades, 97.
What's wrong with you?
They're pink.
Yeah. Yo, let me ask you a question. Before you come here, is the reason you're late every week because you're in Times Square wearing an Iron Man suit?
Nah, I have a family. I like to have dinner with them. And, you know I don't get paid to be up here, so I just make sure I shit up and stuff.
Hold on.
I make money being Iron Man on Times Square.
Yeah, they ain't, but they
Hey, yo, rest in peace to Alan Thicke.
Yes, sir.
Who passed away and, you know, 69 years old. And I know that a lot of people were raised to growing pains and knew his work. And, you know, R.I.P. to him. And also another NBA sideline reporter, Craig Sager, passed away today as well. These are OGs, man, and it's
two days, man. I know, and I don't,
a lot of people we grew up with, that's kind of how it works out, but just be positive, be strong, and live great, and do it to the fullest, man.
I want
to
shout out Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
I actually went on tour with him very early in his career. I was on tour with Consequence, shout out to him from Tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, we went on, and then Robin Thicke, it was when right when Lost Without You came out. He wasn't, like, cracking it.
Yeah, he had long hair.
And then John Legend was the headliner. Uh-huh. And every night it was just nothing but dimes and cougars in the crowd.
Oh.
And I brought my mother to the Boston show, and she walked up to Robin backstage without even me. I was just like, hey, this is my mother. You know, anyone that knows my mom knows she's OD. She grabs him by the cheek and goes, you look just like your father. And that's always a funny memory I had in my mind. So rest in peace, Alan Thicke.
He really does look just like his father.
Yeah, and he, you know what? If you go through, he's not the kind of dude anyone ever dug up dirt on. He was just a great guy.
Good dude.
He was actually into a lot of the shit I'm into comedy-wise. You know, he fucks with Eric Andre and Tim and Eric and all them. Like, he's just a real ill dude, man. So rest in peace. Shout out to Robin, who I know firsthand is a really good dude, man. Shout out the whole family.
Yeah, man. Salute to everybody out there. And also, what I'd like to do, we're going to be up here for a little bit. So anybody on Twitter, you know, there's a lot of crazy...
Life's pretty, and this is optional. Not everybody wants to do salt sometimes.
Right.
You know, it's always an option. And we'll show you one with salt, one without salt.
I want the salted one.
You want the salted one?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go no salt. It's always an option. You don't have...
Oh, boy. That's probably enough radio. Hey Siri, shuffle all my music. No? Nothing? Shit.
shit in it.
If I can sell you the American dream, I can sell you anything.
So I had a little bit of downtime today between things we were shooting, and I played some Let It Die. Played some more Let It Die, I should say. California is currently at war with the UK, so I just raided over and over again, because that's what you're supposed to do. You raid UK players and steal their shit, and then that's how you win the war. It goes 24 hours. And, I like the idea of how that base defense and base attack stuff works. But I'd say maybe, like, one out of every five people I play, bases I raided, had any defenses set up at all. And it was like, oh, well, here's one guy for you to fight. Like, okay, that's not hard at all. This guy's dead, okay? Stealing your shit. And it's a shame, like, you know, I'm sure, like, if you get up to once you get up to the higher levels, it has to, that must change. It simply must. But, yeah, it's kind of a bummer. It's like this whole mechanic, and it's like, you know, I get the sneaky good feeling of stealing shit from other players, and it's a good fast way to get the currency. I need to upgrade my freezer so I can have more fighters. But yeah, I don't know. I got up to the sixth floor the other night, so I'm making progress there, but it was fucking hard. I actually died a couple of times. Used some death medals to continue, which is the currency you can pay money for, but I have like 16 of them or something just from, you know, login bonuses or whatever. But I just, you know, I was making progress and I got some blueprints, and at some point I was like, ah, shit, I'm just gonna fucking, I'm gonna revive so I can get these blueprints back. Otherwise, like, so much time will have been wasted. But yeah, you just get caught in a corner, just have like four or five guys wailing on you. You're just fucked. You're just dead. They're gonna blow up your gear. They're gonna blow you up. Played the first three levels in Super Mario Run, and I don't think we'll see how it goes. I feel this weird compulsion to play that entire game just so I can kind of know for myself for sure, but I don't like it. It's just, it's not fun to play. Like, it's doubling down on, like, the worst things about modern Mario, and that's, like, the, like, make sure you collect all these specific hidden coins. Or off-the-beaten-path coins. Like, that's the stuff that I dislike the most from kind of what
they've done recently with Mario games, you know? Like, hey, you can't unlock these levels because you get this many coins. Like, fuck, I don't want to do that. I want the challenge to be completing the levels and then being challenged with more levels to complete, not, hey, go back in and, you know, now dig around and find this stuff. Like, that's not what I want out of Mario. So, for this to have, like, hey, you got all these color coins, now there's a new color. Also, the game's not that much fun to play in the first place. Not for me. I just don't, yeah, I don't know. I don't think that thing is worth $10 for the number of levels that are in it. And they're kind of coin collecting. Rebuild the kingdom stuff just doesn't seem cool either. I wonder if it goes anywhere. The whole thing just feels bad. Feels off. It feels like Nintendo learned all the wrong lessons about making a mobile game or something. I don't know. It feels like it doesn't, like, the game itself doesn't benefit from any Mario stuff being in it. Like, you know, obviously, like, the name recognition, there's this, you know, the sales and marketing benefit, but I don't feel like, hey, cool, I like this more because it's Mario. Instead, it's more like, oh, man, if this wasn't Mario, I might feel a little less strongly about it, or it would have just come and gone because who cares. But by saying, hey, here we are, we're putting Mario into this phone game, it's like, man, fuck. $10 is a lot to ask for, like, not that many levels.
a rapper on the clock. Here I come, about to rap about things that's right, not things that bump in the night. I stay away from fights. I'm kind of scared of the dark, so sometimes I need a nightlight. Everything will be okay, long as I got pops, I'll be okay. Stay right, I'll be okay. A young buck never touch a rum cup. Alcohol attorney with to a dumb pup. I study hard, even though I need some playtime. Not the ABCs, then I say rhymes. Cross at the grid, not in between. Cross at the corner, or you'll be a corner. Never talk disrespectful to your elders, and never play with matches, but that's what them welders. Always stay in school.
Stay in school, don't be no fool.
Always listen to mom and dad. Who said that drugs are cool? Get away, dog, stop selling them at school. Right decisions are hard enough to make. Like which flavor, I want my birthday cake. A wish shoe goes right or left. Don't like to fight or cigarettes on my back. I meant to kid things like playing PlayStation. Need to grown up to save our nation. Playing free time till the school bell rings. Don't want to get hurt by the name brand things. Extra credit, never hurt nobody. No drugs and alcohol. I'm asking you all, if we're the future, why you wanna shoot us? It seems kinda ludicrous, why you doing this? A new word I learned in the spelling bee. Homework done daily, pops and yelling at me. Even though I do tours, stand on my own too, even though I got four boys. Always stay in school, whoever said drugs are cool. Don't take shortcuts in life, before you make a move, always think twice. Always listen to mom and dad, always give thanks for the things you have.
Take that to heart, you know? Important lessons. Have a good night, everybody.